listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever. A representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 18th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Take your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you can, please call in on the 512-248-8252. If not, call in on the 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to mention to everyone, support Republic Broadcasting. If you enjoy this broadcast, I ask for nothing. Donate to Republic Broadcasting to support the staff. Sam doing a great job there today. Continue the work of John Statmiller. I had an email during the break. I was reading it. Wanted to know how many stories I did in the first hour. I counted them, and it was 13. That's probably more than usual for me. So, anyway, going to the phones. Paul in New Jersey. Art coming up. Paul, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hello, Farron.
Hey, up.
Farron, you know, when I think about that, Daryl Brooks, driving his car over the innocent paraders over in Wisconsin a few weeks ago, I thought to myself, notice that doesn't happen in Japan. You know, Japan is a highly, highly racist nation, and they don't have that problem. They don't have diversity. You know, they don't have angry mobs over there wrecking, looting their stores, smashing windows. They don't have a BLM movement over in Japan, because they don't have diversity. And, you know, when you think about, like, in America, it's supposed to be a Christian nation. And yet, you know, like, if you go through the Bible, especially particularly the Old Testament, it's pretty clear from the book of Genesis and the Tower of Babel story that the Bible does not think diversity is a good thing either. You know, because when you think about the Tower of Babel, right, they had a unified group of people, they spoke the same tongue, and they built a tower up into the heavens, and God basically knocked it down because he thought, and it says specifically this, then, you know, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. So, and it says, come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So what the Bible is basically, when God does that, he separates the people, and I would assume he wanted them to remain separate. That's the way I take that. Later on in the Bible, too, there's other sections in the book of Numbers where it says upon conquest of people and displacement of the Midianites and other groups, it says that, you know, if you let those people remain among you, they will become as pricks in your eyes. And so, in a sense, I'm reaching out to our fellow Christians to remind them that the Bible sees diversity as punishment itself. And we are living under that punishment. We live in a, and that's why it's so dystopic. We live in a dystopia now, Farron. And I think it's not just the, you know, once you allow the diverse people, then you're going to have diverse people with diverse agendas. And they're going to act in the interests of their subgroup. And so there's no social cohesion. And if people either litter or want everybody vaccinated, each tribe is going to take their side. And they're going to want to enforce their will or not even care about the nation as a whole. Because everybody's in it for themselves, for their old tribal angle. And it's really a tragedy that we have to live through this when our founders had clearly written and about how they wanted this nation to become. And yet, you know, like fools, we abandoned the admonitions of our founders. And this is this dystopian world we live in today. And it comes down to the macrocosm becomes the microcosm. It comes down to you going to the doctor now. Now the doctors don't even want to be united. They don't even stand behind a Hippocratic oath. They just are following instructions from the other doctors. And it's pretty much becoming hell on earth, Farron.
Well, that's about the truth, Paul. And, you know, several things come to mind. You may know this. You know, it's interesting. The Tower of Babel was under Nimrod. His wife was Semiramis. It's interesting to look into those two. But anyway, the EU Parliament had built a building, and I can't remember what city it was in, but it looks just like the Tower of Babel. And then their slogan, now this was many years ago, so this may have changed, but their slogan was out of many one. So it was like they were rubbing your face in it, that, you know, they were going back to the Tower of Babel, and now they're bringing everybody back together, creating this massive diversity society. And you know, as everyone in this audience knows, you've heard Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, the whole litany of federal government officials and your media always saying our greatest strength is diversity. Diversity is our greatest strength. And, you know, if you sit down and think about it, Tucker Carlson done a story on it. Nothing could be more further from the truth. I mean, if you're going to have a five-man SEAL team, the last thing you want is every one of them speaking different languages, coming from different cultures with no cohesiveness. But they have browbeat the American people into somehow trying to believe that this is somehow true. But go ahead, Paul.
Well, I think that building is in Brussels, Belgium. And I think it was based on a painting by, I think, the Flemish painter Hieronymus Bosch back in, like, the 1500s, 1600s. It's an old painting. And you're right, Farron. And the thing about this, the social engineers, the elite, who have created this situation, they're failures. You know, in a sense, it's like, import the, you know, like invade the world, import the world, right? And then after you import the world, then you want to murder everybody off, right? And in a sense, the very fact that they want to kill off their citizens or their subjects shows the level of incompetence of these elite, that really they're failures. They're really a group of people who deserve to be mocked, derided, and if you see them driving past you in their limo and you have a rotten tomato, do try to throw that right through their passenger window if you can. And on that note, Farron, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've got Art, Mike, and Tony coming up. Art, how you doing today?
Hey, Farron. Well, you know, 2 points here. The first one is with respect to this whole ivermectin thing. Interesting, if you go to the CDC's website and you dig around, you go to the National Institute of Health website and you dig around, you'll find where they actually did a study on the effectiveness of ivermectin. And, well, by golly, it's everything that they're claiming it's not. It actually is a useful way of treating people with COVID, and it's also according to this study, proved to be an effective means to what do they call it, before you get sick? I forget what they call it, before you actually get sick with something. It's preventative treatment. Yeah, that's the term. But if they want to make the claim that we can't use ivermectin because it's a horse medicine, well, you can't use amoxicillin anymore because it's an antibiotic used for fish. And you can't use penicillin anymore because anyone who's ever been on a dairy farm and worked, like I have growing up, knows that penicillin is given to the milk cow when she develops mastitis. So since it's a bovine antibiotic, we can't take penicillin anymore. So let's start using their arguments against them. Let's be intelligent about this and use these kind of arguments when they start trying to throw this crap out about what can't be used because it doesn't work when it actually does. The second thing is this transgender issue. Well, here's what I've been telling people. I've been telling people online, I've been telling people I talk to in person, anybody that wants to listen. If you have a boy who wants to go out for sports, encourage him to identify as a girl, go out for girls' sports, and when the schools on the county level begin to see their everything being turned on its head where the girls just simply don't get to play anymore because they just can't make the cut, well, maybe people will just be maybe a little bit more inclined to step up and say something's smelling awful funky around here.
Well, I totally agree with that. There's some sort of swimmer. I don't know if I've got the story here or not. Some sort of swimmer that's just broke all of the women's records and is ruining women's sports. A transgender. I don't know if I printed it off, but it was making the news this past week. And I mean, just breaking all sorts of records. It's total insanity.
Yeah, it is. It's we're living in a topsy-turvy world where, like you said, up is down, black is white, left is right, in is out. And words are being redefined like on a daily basis. I mean, when I knew there was something wrong when we started hearing out in California that, you know, L.A., that you can't refer to someone as a convicted felon. They are now judicially involved individuals. And I'm thinking to myself, this would have definitely made George Orwell proud. But what I've seen since then over this past year, George Orwell's got to be turning over in his grave. I'm serious. Aldous Huxley the same way. I just don't even know where I fit in this world anymore, Farron. I really don't.
That's about where I'm at, Art. I mean, it's so sickening. It's nauseating. It's you turn on the news like I did this morning, and it's just such complete propaganda and indoctrination and lies. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we're a society with just a moral rot, just moral decay. Oozing cancer.
It is. And I've gotten where I can't even stomach to listen. I can't stomach to watch news anymore. Just looking at these people as they sit there with their smug attitudes and just pumping out this crap. I just get sick of just the look of these people. I've gotten to the point where I get more enjoyment out of watching debates on the floor of the House and the Senate on C-SPAN than I ever did from TV in general. It's really sad. Anyway, Farron, thanks a lot, brother. Hopefully some other folks call in with some perspectives because, you know, I'm tired of hearing about complaining. I want to hear some solutions, like my solution to boys in girls' sports. There's a solution. It may not be the one you like, but it's a solution. It's a start. So let's hear some solutions. And more solutions, less complaining. Thanks, Farron. Have a great one.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, Mike in Arizona, Tony, Bruce coming up. Mike, how are you doing today? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing fine, Farron. I got a couple of three news articles I'd like to run by you here that I don't seem to get a lot of traction on any of these. It seems to be everybody's all into this COVID this and COVID that, and it seems to be its wall-to-wall COVID coverage for, but anyway, just the other day in Scottsdale, Arizona, the DEA and the Scottsdale Police Department followed a courier to a drop house, and there they seized 1.7 million fentanyl pills. They also had 20 pounds of fentanyl powder, a pound of meth, and this was traced to the Sinaloa cartel, and there was a large number of arrests, and I think there was also counterfeit currency that was involved. It's a seriously record bust, and I know there's a lot of times where, oh, the stuff comes across the border and it makes it here, and oh, but it's only a drop in the bucket, but it's a pretty significant drug bust. A second news item, this happened earlier last week. There was a Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash, and he was in Iraq in 2005. The Bradley fighting vehicle was hit by an IED, ruptured the fuel tank, and it caught on fire. He helped pull the driver out of the vehicle, and the driver was on fire. After they got him away from the vehicle, Alwin Cash went back in four separate times to rescue more people in the back of the vehicle. When the initial explosion went off, it doused him with fuel. And as he's pulling these people out of the back of the burning Bradley, his clothes caught on fire. And in spite of that, he kept going back in over and over again. When the rescue people finally got there, he was lying on the ground, and the only thing he was wearing was his boots, his body armor, and his helmet. When they brought in the helicopters to evacuate the people, he insisted that others be evacuated before he did. He was burnt over 70% of his body with second and third degree wounds. He died about 16 days later at Brooks Army Medical Center. And initially they had given him the Silver Star, but they've upgraded that, and he was awarded Thursday with the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now, I have to ask with this question about his perseverance and not willing to leave anybody behind, would he have been the kind of person that would have left people in Afghanistan? I doubt it. Would he have been reading the same books that General Miley is about this critical race theory and all this other nonsense? I highly doubt that. That's just something. With all this bad news we constantly hear, it's always nice to kind of come to the realization that they're still making genuine people that aren't willing to compromise anything. Even when their clothes are on fire, they're still going to go into a burning vehicle to rescue other people. One last news item. There was a Chinese chemist, or a drug exporter. His name is Chen Yip, Y-I-P. DEA has offered $5 million reward for him, and his last known address was in Wuhan, China, and that is one of the world's largest hubs of precursor chemicals to make fentanyl. So now he's been put on the 10 most wanted list, and a $5 million reward for him to be brought to justice here in the United States. So those are just some of the news items that are floating around there. I noticed that nobody seems to be covering that, because all they want to be is locked into all this COVID nonsense. And it just seems to me that, you know, this COVID nonsense would go away if everybody would quit talking about it and start focusing in on some of the other stuff that's happening. And that's all I have to say for it.
Hey, thank you so much, Mikey. I was unaware of those three stories, but I don't think the COVID is going to go away if we quit talking about it. It's only going to go away when we take power away from the scum and trash that rules over us. Tony in Chicago. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, how am I doing? Totally miserable, but they're rolling out the dark winter around here big time. I mean, you know, I don't know how many people are paying attention to what, you know, these TV stations are talking about. I don't look at the TV. I look at their websites. And what's coming out of the state of Illinois is just, you know, outrageous. Okay, the case numbers, the death numbers, And now we have, this is just, you know, this is just the beginning of it. This is just, you know, a sign of things to come. And, you know, the end game is the vaccine passport. And, you know, Cook County is, as of yesterday, the health department is suggesting. And, you know, at this point, even if they mandated, I don't even know if they would have the power to enforce, but they're suggesting, you know, that businesses demand proof of vaccination. It just says businesses, whether that, you know, there's no details on, they didn't have a video of the officials exactly what came out of their mouths, but they're saying they suggest businesses should demand, you know, proof of vaccination or a negative COVID hoax test, you know, that was taken within 24 hours to enter the business. But, you know, this is what's coming down. This is the beginning of it. They're not going to stop. And the end game is the vaccine passport. And, I mean, any fool could see that. That's why I was flipping out all summer long, running around with signs around here and, you know, trying to start something up. Got absolutely nowhere with this trash that lives up here. You know, they're going to go down, and I'm sitting here stuck with them only because of a pushing 94-year-old mother. That's the only reason I'm here. I'm from Florida. I'm from Lee County, Florida. There's there's some real white people that live in that county. I was there a few months, you know, back in the summer, and definitely some real white people that want to fight, but you ain't going to find that around here. Anyway, that's just wanted to let everybody know, if you don't live in a large metropolitan, but am I still on?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, what's so incredible about this, I mean, is, and it's just so mind-boggling. You notice this whole scenario, it's taking place in New York City, Chicago, and, you know, California, Philadelphia, New Orleans, believe it or not, you know, all of these communist-run cities, but in all the states where, you know, as much as I don't want to give the Republicans credit for nothing because they're nothing but a bunch of traitors, Israel-worshipping traitors, you know, this, we don't have this situation. I mean, it's so obvious that the whole thing's a fraud, okay? And Farron, I got to roll on with the call and end it here. Did you happen to see this BitChute video? The CEO of Pfizer acknowledges that on primetime TV, this was on CNBC, that they have not isolated the virus either. Did you happen to see that video?
No, I haven't seen that, Tony.
Yeah, it's on BitChute. The CEO of Pfizer acknowledges on primetime TV that they have not isolated the virus either. And what he's talking about is this Omicron virus that they're, you know, they're searching for a vaccine, but they're basing their research on a pseudo virus that they made up in the lab to resemble the exact virus, you know, but they don't have the virus. And it's the same thing. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's the same thing with Delta variant. It's the same thing with the original one. The only one that they have is what these Jews made up in the lab. Okay, so everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you're getting it right out of the horse's mouth with this guy. They don't have it. They had to make it up. It's right there. Go on. I don't have it on Vaccine Hoax. Vaccine Hoax is a dead site. There's less than 1,000 hits this month. I don't even really update it much. I'd like to go out. I found a new vaccine testing center. There's one right up the block from me, and I've been out there a couple times. I took some major heat, but, you know, I'm just so enraged at the reaction these people in this area over this fraud. I mean, we're at the precipice of just totally taking our freedoms away, and everybody's just, you know, walking around in a daze. And I found a new testing center. It's out in the burbs. And but, you know, it's raining, it's cold. If it dries out, I'm going to drive out there and do it, because I, you know, these people flip out at me, and I just want to go out there and get in some arguments with some of these a-holes, because I'm just sick of these people. You know, because I'm going to go down with them, okay? And, you know, you just go out there and say this whole thing's a hoax, it's a pandemic fraud. Some of these people flip out. Most of them don't even flip out because they're not paying attention to anything, okay? The white race in this country has obviously been drugged into some mental stupor. I don't know what it is, but, you know, in Europe, it's a different situation. And did you see what happened in Berlin? I'll end the call, but did you see what happened in Berlin this week?
I guess not, Tony.
It's on BitChute. Whether the videos are real, it was a night video. The claim is, and I doubt it if it was 10,000 tractors, but the claim was, and see, it's a different story in East Germany, is that, you know, thousands of tractors, farmer tractors, and other vehicles, they blockaded Berlin. It was like Tuesday night. There was videos of it. I don't know if it's accurate. They're hazy. You just see miles and miles and miles of roads just filled with tractors. Their lights are on. There's helicopters in the air. You didn't hear nothing about this.
See? Oh, RT must not covered it or anything, because usually you can get some German.
It's on BitChute. I mean, you know, the bottom line is literally 200,000 quarter million men with AKs and some RPGs could take East Germany over in a couple nights. Germany has no army. I mean, do you realize that? They have no army. They don't have tanks that work. They only have like 130 tanks, and most of them don't work. They got like a 100 Euro fighters. Most of them don't even go in the air. They've got nothing. They've got cops. So, you know, I just wish these people can get a hold of some light arms. You are never going to end this takeover through the election box or through protesting, even like I do. But, you know, you have to protest first before you go into warfare. And, you know, the forces that are doing this to us are not that strong. They're pretty strong in this country. But over in Europe, they do not have what it takes to hold on to those countries. And I don't know why those people just don't rise up and take this situation out. So that's all I have to say.
Hey, always enjoy your phone call. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much. All right, Bruce in Texas. Then we got David in Massachusetts coming up. Bruce, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, just fine, Farron. I need to apologize in advance because I worked late last night on a project in my garage here, and I missed the first hour of the show. So did you bring up Julian Assange at all?
I did, right at the very end of the first hour.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, they've agreed to extradite him, and he's had a stroke.
Right. Seven Longshanks, who is a figure in the alt-right, had an interview with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson on his latest show, and he brought it up. And the comparison was made between him, Julian Assange, and Rudolf Hess, you know, that Rudolf Hess was kept in solitary confinement, medicated. That's what they do to people. They want to shut up, you know.
And Rudolf Hess's death was very suspicious, too. But yeah, go ahead.
Yes, it was. And all he was trying to do was make peace, you know. Can't have that, you know. Got to just lock him up. And this is freedom, and this is the democratic side of the world. It's all window dressing, you know. These are tyrants. And the reason they've gone after him, according to the Longshanks and Dr. Johnson, is, you know, he did the ultimate sin. He kept, you know, Queen Hillary from her throne. And so they're just going to torment him. They tried to kill him several times. And then when he was in the Ecuadorian embassy, you know, they kicked him out after the IMF gave put that country on the hook for a huge loan.
Yep, for sure.
Part of the preconditions, yeah. That's all I had. I just think about these people, you know, like the December 6th people who are still languishing in prison in this American gulag there in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, the January 6th. And then Julian Assange, you know, everybody's depth of knowledge on WikiLeaks varies. But if you followed a lot of the releases of the information, this guy was doing the work of a real journalist, how he exposed the death of the Reuters reporters, and the federal government was, the United States government was completely lying, and he exposed that. I mean, and just on and on and on and on and on. And the treatment, and of course, Donald Trump didn't do anything to help Julian Assange. I think he paid it a little useless lip service when he was campaigning in 2016, but ultimately threw him under the bus. Yeah, anything else you'd like to add? You want me to hold you over? Are you good?
No. Go ahead and take the next caller. Thanks for having me.
Okay, coming back, David, Massachusetts, Kathleen in Texas. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low.
Home sweet home. It doesn't get much better than that, right? Back to the phones. We've got David, Kathleen, Mark, and Miles. Everybody working with me. I'll get everybody on. David in Massachusetts, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Fallon. You can hear me, huh?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I was waiting for a good morning. That way I back at me, Fallon, because that way I know you can hear me, you know? Hey, Fallon, first off, did you ever listen to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock interview me?
No, you know, I knew he was going to, but I never knew when it was. Well, what was the date on that, David?
Oh, the beginning of December. It's in the archives. It's in his archives.
Okay, I'll check that out. I'm sure that's interesting.
Yeah, Yeah, I think it would bless you, Fallon. I appreciate Paul's call leading off. I really appreciate Paul's call, and I endorse it. I have this pretty much the same perspective as Paul on that Tower of Babel story and its significance. But Fallon, on any good call, Fallon, you have to lay the foundation for the call, and then you build on the foundation. So anyways, but you're very good at listening, Fallon. You're one of the best talk show hosts in the second hour of just listening without interrupting, unnecessary interruptions. And that's a great strength and virtue you have. But anyways, Fallon, and bear with me, because I'm going somewhere with my line of logic and reasoning. Now, like in the so-called Lord's Prayer, Fallon, like in the King James Bible, when the Lord's Prayer says, it doesn't say forgive us our sins and everything. That's what how modern people pray it. But it says forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Okay, that's how the King James renders the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father and everything. Forgive those who sin against others. It says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Well, where I'm going with this, Fallon, is just raising the debt ceiling, okay? They just recently raised the debt ceiling again. Well, they raise it so often, it's proof that there is no debt ceiling. The sky's the limit. The sky's the limit with them, Fallon. But where I'm going with this, Fallon, is I've never heard anybody tie in the concept. We've all heard of eternal death. Of course, we've all heard of eternal, not just the RBN audience, but the population at large. We've all heard of eternal death. Hey, but have you ever heard, Fallon, have you ever heard of eternal death? Eternal death. Let me tell you something about eternal death and how it ties in with eternal death. This great global super Satan that has taken absolute and full control of the United States of America, the great global super Satan knows the surest way to destroy the American people and to destroy the American nation is with eternal debt. And he knows that eternal debt leads to eternal death of the people and the nation. And I understand, Fallon, that our national debt, the trillions upon trillions of hopeless trillions of dollars that even future generations, even the spirit children of Father God, the Father of Spirits, even the spirit children of people, of children that haven't even received their flesh and bone body yet. Their futures are mortgaged off generation after generation. I understand that this debt that this great global super Satan has shoved down the American people's throat, it adds up to more than all the debt of all the other nations of the world all put together, Fallon. So I just want to point out that I just want people to, I don't say, can I somebody mentioned, I think you did, this Rush Bimbo. I call him Rush Bimbo and his ditto heads. I don't connect the dots. I connect the stars of David. I connect the stars like the great navigators of our race. The Renaissance men, they circumnavigated the world. They connected the stars. I connect the stars. And until these American people realize that the great global super Satan is using this eternal debt that can never, ever be paid, it's going to lead you to a hell. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's the Lord's. Well, this great global super Satan isn't going to forgive your debt. And this eternal debt is going to take the American people and the American nation to hell. So, Fallon, I'll sign off. But people want to tilt at windmills. They want to hack at the branches. They don't want to go to the roots. They want, this baloney about the Republic bums and the demon rats, all this crap, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, all this crap. Listen, the Bible, and I'll close with this, Fallon, in Ephesians Chapter 6 makes it very clear that our struggle really isn't with other people, other factions, or other political parties, or other races, or other gender. Our battle is with the great global super Satan. And you and before you do, I do battle with the great global super Satan every day. But before I do, I make sure I have on the full armor, the whole armor of God, Fallon, as enumerated in Ephesians chapter 6. But I think Paul understands what I'm talking about, and I hope some other people catch on to this, you know. So this eternal death is going to lead to eternal death. And thanks for being such a good listener,
Fallon.
Thank you
so much, David. We got three more. I want to give everybody some time. So thank you so much, David. I mean, you know, Article 1, Section 8, Congress is supposed to coin money. The Federal Reserve was the third attempt at a Federal Reserve banking system. We should abolish the Federal Reserve and not pay them a cent because it's money printed out of thin air, backed by nothing. And it's enslaving, and that's exactly why it was created, and it's why this has happened and why it's going to continue to happen. And they do the propaganda and the drama of raising the debt ceiling and blah, 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 blah. And just Build Back Better is just the last peg of the death nail to our society. But thank you so much, David. Let's go to Kathleen in Texas. We got Mark and Miles coming up. I'm going to get everybody on. Kathleen, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Darren. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Farron with an F.
Farron. Oh, good grief. You're one of my favorite hosts. But anyway, I just wanted to say in response to David, if you allow me, put on the girdle of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. So that's I love that, to put on the full armor of God. But the reason I called was because at the beginning of your show you were apologizing for being outraged, or I forget, I'm not sure, but I want to tell you, in my opinion, you shouldn't change a thing. Your outrage is heartfelt. It's not phony like some hosts. And, you know, that's why everyone loves your show and your sincerity. And it's always so interesting because you cover so many things. I did want to say... and your callers are wonderful. I would like to see Paul have a show on RBN. But anyway, I know you have other people. So, but please don't change a thing. And then also, your dedication to RBN of taking your time to be on Tuesdays. I think that is a wonderful gift from you. And I really look forward to Tuesdays. Even your repeats are fabulous. Okay, so anyway, you take care, and I'm glad you're getting better.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, I do try. I put a little effort into the prep. I try to cover a variety of information that maybe other people don't cover, and I try to make that my, I guess, niche, so to speak. Mark in Philly, how you doing, my friend? What's on your mind today?
Hear me? Okay, there we are. Hello, Farron. Good to hear you. I haven't listened to you for a bit. Reporting from the front lines of the original capital of our country, Philadelphia, I'm actually right on the edge of Independence Mall area. And I don't know, you've heard about that Philadelphia just surpassed their previous violence record. But I'm here to tell the folks out there, that they are standing down. The SEPTA police, which is the transit police, and the city police they're being told to stand down and not do anything and let the violence excel. It's on purpose. It's intentional. It's not a happenstance. It's intentional. And and I think you know, Farron, that I grew up in southern Missouri in the countryside. And I'm here to tell you that the stand guard against all of this is the rural folk, the people in the countryside. people in the cities, many of them have been so brainwashed, they become so conditioned by the man-made system, and they're addicted to it, and therefore they act like robotons and automatons and just go along with whatever they're told. They don't have their feet on the ground. They have their feet on concrete. So I do appreciate all the folks out there that are listening, that are in the rural area. Stand up, put your feet solidly in the ground, and don't move. Don't budge and say hell no to this mandate bull crap. It's my understanding that Missouri is not going to go along with the mandate. So that's a good sign. There are some other states that are doing the same thing. Josh Hawley is from Missouri, and he seems to be one of the better senators, one of the youngest senators now, and one of the better senators, and he hasn't been speaking up as of late, but maybe they've got to him. I hope they haven't. But anyway, and by the way, Josh Hawley went to military academy when he was growing up in Missouri, Lexington Military Academy, just east of Kansas City. So anyway, I did hear that Smith & Wesson is moving from Massachusetts to Maryville, Tennessee. Did you know that, Farron?
No.
They're moving to Maryville, Tennessee, which is just south of Knoxville and just west of Gatlinburg. Thank God. I also heard that Remington is moving from New York, but I don't remember where they're moving to. But that's a sign, you know, these East Coast cities these East Coast states have become, the Northeast especially, Mid-Atlantic, have become, they're communist countries. they're communist entities. Philadelphia is, I believe, one of the major power centers for the people who pretend to be the special people. That's what I'm calling them. I'm not going to call them the J word because they're not even that. They're the pretend special people, and they're the ones pushing all this crap. I don't know if you knew this, that BlackRock and Blackstone, BlackRock being the largest investment corporation on the planet Earth, worth trillions of dollars, they're from Philadelphia. Blackstone is an offshoot of them. As I see it, is if the rural people, although we might now we're the minority, put our feet solidly in the ground and tap into grand intelligence, God, and let him, it, whatever, guide us, that we're going to awaken. That's why the evil ones are throwing everything, including every kitchen sink they can find at us, to discombobulate us and mesmerize us. Remember, I brought that up years back. Mesmerize us to, you know, keep people in their heads and not, you know, so they can't feel what's really right or wrong. But I'd say the rural people, stand your ground. Plant your feet in the ground and stand up and just say hell no to all this crap. Obamacare. When Obamacare came out, I said this is an iron fist in a velvet glove. When that first came out, I don't know if you remember me bringing that up. I think I talked to Frank about that. Iron fist in a velvet glove. And look what it is. That's what's coming at us right now. And they're pulling the fist out. But I don't think it's going to stand here in the United States because there's too many. Many people, good people, that are not good, that are able to say no. And remember this, folks: if you can't say no and mean it, your yeses don't mean a damn thing. So, thank you very much for being here and being there and standing up and thank you for encouraging us and thank you for receiving our different perspectives and thank you very much. So I'll leave it at that. So. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Always enjoy your phone call, Mark. I wanted to say real quick before we go to Miles, this past week I was rummaging through one of my desks, and guess what I pulled out? A Christmas card from Franklin, North Carolina, from a couple of years ago, and I read the kind words that he had to say. And so this being the last Saturday broadcast for me of 2021, because of next week's Christmas, the week after that's New Year's. I just wanted to say, you know, we maybe don't talk enough about Frank, you know, he's not forgotten. He's not forgotten. Miles, in the lane, patiently holding.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Miles in Maine, how you doing?
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning, Farron.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, as I've said all along, it's time for Paul to get his show on RBN. But with that being said, don't change a thing, Farron, because you are arguably the best show on RBN, and the numbers look really good for you. If you look at the numbers, so don't change anything. And I wanted to add, you know, if we had 100 million Tonys, we'd be doing great. But you know, you can't get these people. I talk to them all the time. They won't. Do you write your senator? No. You write your congressman? No. Do you go to the town hall meetings and tell them this is what you'd like to see? No. They don't do anything yet. They expect something. And what we see is 10% of the people creating all this havoc and getting everything they want to the point that they don't go to jail, they don't face fines, they don't face these drastic sentences. This little 10%. So imagine what 60 or 70% of the population could do if they just, you know, if they just wrote a couple letters and went to a couple meetings and said, you know, shared their thoughts and their ideas. But they don't. They huddle up. They go home. They're too tired. They're, you know, I just don't know. They don't do anything. But with that, Farron, you know, I want to read something to you here. If you will not fight right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than live as slaves. Winston Churchill, who I'm not the greatest fan of, but he even got it right half the time. Farron, these people don't do anything. And, you know, I heard from Off the Grid, great caller, pretty sound advice from Art all the time. You know, he said people aren't offering solutions. You know, I've been offering solutions, and they're peaceful and effective solutions. Boycott. You got a few days before these holidays. Leave everything on the shelves. Leave them their stuff. Go back 2 days later or even the next day when they're 50% off. They're still going to make a killing, but you'll be able to make a statement because all that stuff will be left on the shelves. And, hey, guess what? The supply chain will all of a sudden gotten fixed. So, you know, there are solutions out here. The thing is, we don't have people that are doing them. They talk about them, and they say they'd like to see something done. But, you know, they don't do anything. And something as simple as a boycott can be so effective. I mean, if for 2 months, nobody went to Kroger's. Nobody went. And you can, you know, you can change your boycott objectives from store to store and time to time. But anything, if anything changes up, one of these multinational corporations is going to say, you know, they're greedy, Farron. They're very greedy. They're going to say, we're tired of losing money. The people won't, you know, they're not tolerating this. They're not buying our products. But like Winston Churchill said, and that's the problem why we're at where we're at today. When we could do the things that we could do, we didn't do them. And now every time we turn around and do something, it's illegal. It's against the brand new law that was passed. If you don't take the vaccine and you don't do this, because we didn't protest when we could, we didn't do the things we could when we could. So when those options don't become available, yeah, there's not going to be anything we can do. So do something, you know, don't go to Verizon. Don't buy anything for these holidays. Wait till after the holidays and get what you need. Just tell your kids, hey, we're going to celebrate Christmas on the 26th, 27th, whatever. And then go in and get the stuff at half price.
I got one more caller. Miles, let me get you to wrap it up, and I appreciate it as always.
Well, like I said, it'd be great to hear Paul on this. I've said that for a long, long time now, and he proves every time he calls what he's about, and I just think his show would be awesome. It would wake up some people, I'm certain of that. But I want to thank you for a great show, Farron, and being there, and don't change a thing. It's what makes you Farron.
Amen, brother. I'm going to leave everything the same. Thank you so much. All right, Ken in New York, you'll be the last phone call. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I missed the first half of the show because I was over at my local Walmart watching all the bootlickers put on their masks for the new mandate. And they're not even saying state order anymore. They're just saying that Walmart requires it and they want you to put it over your nose. My wife and I just walked in and ignored it, and I found about I'd say 10 to 15% of the people ignored it. But I thought, I hoped it would be more, but, you know, you have to take what you can get. As far as you go, don't change anything, because even though I come from a bootlicking state called New York, at least parts of Long Island are not. That's all I had to say.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ken. You know, great callers today. We had Ken, Miles, Mark, Kathleen, David, Bruce, Tony, Mike, Art, and Paul from New Jersey. And I lost connection on the Skype during David from Massachusetts' call. I had to call back in, so I missed a little bit of that. I apologize for that. But, I mean, you guys are the stars. You guys are the heroes. It's really what makes the show the show. I try to give a shotgun blast of news and information the first hour as much as I can possibly cram in. There's a great Mark Dice clip I was going to play. You can go to YouTube and check it out, Mark Dice. It's on their end game, but I didn't have time. I might play it Tuesday night during the National Intel Report if I have time. I had some other news to cover, but I'm just going to take the last few minutes of this broadcast to say, you know, our country's in a hell of a damn bad shape. You know, it's just, it's on its knees. And the people, just like what Tony said, they're just walking around in a stupor, a lot of them dumbfounded. They seem to not be able to connect the dots or don't care. Many are willfully oblivious. But the only thing, you know, I've got two children that's going to grow up in this country. Well, they're grown now, but if people do not get involved and take this thing back, we are going through one hell of a mess in the coming year of 2022. For me, 2021 was unbelievable. I sat right here in December of last year and said, 2021, you ain't seen nothing yet, and I think it lived up to the words. Only together can we affect change, and, you know, that's what the platform Republic Broadcasting gives us, the various hosts, the various opinions, the various callers. So, I think I've got music. I'm doing it by phone. So, I'll be Tuesday night, National Intel Report. When they come for your gold, give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullet first. And God help us all.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.